Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I mentioned in the last few weeks, and again, I repeat it, that I have a CD entitled Journey Through Advent, which is available for purchase. You can go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. It's entitled Journey Through Advent, Reflections on the Gospel Readings, or all the readings for the four Sundays of Advent. If you don't have access to the website, you can call 1-734-662-1730, and you can order it by phone. The cost of the CD is $10. And again, either go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, or order by phone, 1-734-662-1730. The title of the CD is Journey Through Advent. I put that together, as I've often said in the last couple of weeks, I put that together because I wanted you to be able to go back over and over and over again some of these readings until, as I so often say, they go from the head to the heart, that you suddenly see the application to your own life, and then you open your heart to the grace that God wants to give you and that His mother wants to give you. Really encourage you, brothers and sisters, take advantage of all that the church offers you. Take advantage of the power of the Word of God to touch your life. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and just recently we celebrated the great Feast of the Immaculate Conception. So we have, right here in Advent, we have two major feasts of Mary. There is a priest, a Dominican priest, by the name of Father Sullivan, and Father made an excellent comment on the apparitions at Tepeyac, and this is what he writes. In observing the centennial of Our Lady's apparition at Fatima, and today, as we keep the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, we can be assured of one special truth. Our Lady is always with us. She is our mother, and she is praying for us as she is loving us. So we have here the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and all year we've been celebrating the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And we also, as I said, have the great Feast of the Immaculate Conception. This is not by accident, brothers and sisters. The Church wants to show us all the ways in which God lavishes Himself upon us, all of the ways that He gifts us. And His mother, in one way, is one of His greatest gifts to us. Pay attention. Pay attention to how they factor into Advent. Father Sullivan says, the apparitions at Fatima occurred during the horrors of World War I. That war, which was ripping Europe apart, was the chosen time for Our Lady to reveal a message of penance and praying the rosary. Our Lady was calling us to sacrifice. Have you listened to that? Do you pay attention to that? How often do you pray the rosary? And the apparitions at Tepeyac were no different in this sense. On December 9th, 1531, Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to Saint Juan Diego. He was 55 years old. The war that was ripping the new colony apart was fueled by the cruelties of the Spanish colonial officials and the pagan beliefs of the native peoples. Our Lady's message was the same as at Fatima, sacrifice. It was not the sacrifice of human blood which had stained the land in its pagan rituals, but the sacrifice of one's heart to God to live in His love and to live in His truth. Our Lady asked for a shrine to be built on that very spot so that she could comfort her suffering children. So Our Lady of Tepeyac and Our Lady of Fatima, please pray for us. Ask the Blessed Mother to help you as you walk through these days of Advent in preparation for the great feast of Christmas. The first reading is taken from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people. And he will dwell among you, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. The Lord will possess Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will again choose Jerusalem. Silence, all mankind, in the presence of the Lord, for he stirs forth from his holy dwelling. This was the prophet speaking long before that the Messiah would come. He stirs forth from his holy dwelling. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, pondered what sort of greeting this might be. She didn't know the angel, and this angel seemed to be lifting her up and praising her, and she was troubled by that. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be? I have no relations with a man." And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Nothing. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Her whole life was about to be changed, upside down and inside out. What was her response? "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." She trusted the message of this angel. She trusted God. How deep is your trust? How deep is your trust for God and in God? Brothers and sisters, it's of the essence of faith. It is the essence of faith to be able to receive God's word, to allow God to reveal himself to you through his word, and for you to be able to say, "Be it done unto me, man or woman, be it done unto me according to your word." Do you know that God's will is the most loving thing that could ever happen to you? Whatever that will is, it is the most loving thing, because God wants your eternal salvation and your eternal happiness, and he knows how to get you there. But he gave us independence. He gave us a free will. So you can say no to God himself, or later, or I'll think about it, or it doesn't make any sense to me, and shrug your shoulders and walk away. Brothers and sisters, God came on this earth in Christ, came in the form of a helpless baby through Mary's yes. And he came for you. Really, Think about that. I've said it often, but take this in more deeply. Ask God for the grace to take this in. If you were the only person, God would value you so much that he would give his only son. He wants you with him forever. We are his family. As father, he wants his children with him forever. And so he gave us his own beloved son to make that possible for us. His own beloved son died. And what did Jesus say? Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me, but not my will, but yours be done. Do you hear that in both Jesus and in Mary? Be it done unto me according to your word. Brothers and sisters, that's what God hopes for from us. Not that we have Mary's holiness, not that we're God, but we are children of God. We have many of God's qualities. We're his children. We reflect him. And how he would long to see us unite ourselves with his son Jesus and become like him more and more day by day. Christmas is a time of rejoicing at the mercy of the Father toward us. Christmas is a wonderful, wonderful celebrative season. But in the quiet of your heart, it's also the time when the Lord might be saying to you, draw closer to me. Draw closer to me. Let me lead you in the way I would have you go. And for you to be able to say, Lord, I do believe in you. Be it done unto me according to your word. That's men and women. That's what he's waiting for. He's very merciful. He gives us time. He gives us plenty of time. But know that that's one of the deepest questions of the heart that needs to be answered. Will we, as sons and daughters of God, imitate Jesus and become like Jesus more and more? And to do that, we need to be in a position where we can say, Father, be it done unto me according to your word. And that takes faith. You know, brothers and sisters, the more that Jesus draws us into union with him by our own obedience, the more we know his peace and his joy, his happiness, his delight in each one of us. It's really true. I pray for all of you who listen to this radio program. I pray that you may, this Christmas, kneeling at the crib, surrender your life more to the will of God and the plan of God. He will reveal it. He'll show you the way he wants you to go. And that joy, no one will ever take from you. God bless you. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title, Journey Through Advent, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.